protesters marched to the site of that statue and called for its immediate removal. Then the crowd started cheering as some people produced a rope and began to try to pull it down, which they did end up doing. The university saying in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous and they're investigating the incident.
Italian actress and filmmaker Asia Argento said she never had a sexual relationship with a young actor whom she paid $380,000 to, who accused her of a sexual assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
In this day and age when politics seemingly divides many people, one show has been able to take that, harness that, and make it into a successful talk show. That show is called The Five. Now it's on at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox News. The show premiered back on July 11th in 2011, and one of the co-hosts, Greg Gutfeld, I had a chance to chat with him, and I asked him if he knew when Fox approached him about that show if it was going to be a hit.
I don't think there's any way that you can tell what's going to work until it works. And, Red Eye was like a sloppy sandwich you made at 3 a.m. You know, and The Five was like five people who really didn't know each other when we sat down, so you didn't know. And what makes everything work, and what made Red Eye work, what makes the Greg Gutfeld show work, and what makes The Five work, is chemistry. And the people get along, and they like each other. And then what makes the chemistry work is the ability to tease each other. If you can't make fun of somebody, it means you don't like them. So the only way you can, you can tell that, you know, I'm constantly teasing Dana Perino because I genuinely like her. And Jesse teases me, I tease him. We all kind of get along. And the marker of that is the ability to tease. If you can't tease, you don't have chemistry. And I think that's why when there have been imitations of The Five, they fail. Like, you've seen other networks try to recreate The Five, and they can't because they haven't stumbled onto the secret ingredient.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet retired Lieutenant Colonel Dave Gerfein, nicknamed Bull. Bull is the guy who runs United American Patriots. These are the folks who look out for our combat veterans who have been imprisoned or otherwise abused for killing the enemy in combat and similar things like that. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, David.
Hey, Colonel, thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Bull, let's start with a review of your military service. How, when, why did you join the Marines? What were some of the things you did?
Well, I appreciate your asking. I enlisted in the Marine Corps when I was 17 back in 82. I was following in my father's footsteps, who served during World War II. He's a Marine throughout the Pacific. And I guess you'd also say following my mother as well, who was a nurse in England during World War II. So it was sort of a natural progression. And as my gunny likes to say, I wasn't smart enough to become an NCO, so they ended up making me an officer instead. And I ended up elevating up, serving as a second lieutenant, was involved in operations around Just Cause down in Panama during the first Gulf War, Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And served as company commander down in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. After that, after a short stint as staff officer, I actually left active duty, went business world, got a master's in business, started working on Wall Street, and not there long after, on 9/11, we were attacked, and I decided to return to active duty, saw combat action in Afghanistan, and led some of the lead reconnaissance Marines into Iraq. Following that, because I had too much fun, I was punished and thrown up on Capitol Hill, but it was actually a pretty good experience. I was able to help support our Special Operations Command and standing up MARSOC at the time, and really was able to learn a lot about the entire system and how things work up there, and it was eye-opening at best. And so from there, I retired to be a father. I've got a 10-year-old daughter, happily married, and we still wanted to stay engaged and support our warriors, and was given this opportunity to lead United American Patriots. And so I've been honored to fill this role and looking forward to taking it to bigger and better places.
One quick thing. You mentioned MARSOC. That's the Marine Special Operations Command. Talk a minute about that.
Yeah, MARSOC is a unique organization. It was one of these things the Marine Corps initially did not want to get involved with the Special Operations Command. We had our own special operations units, our direct action units, our force reconnaissance Marines, and we deployed as a self-contained Marine expeditionary unit around the world and continue to do so. However, with the spool up of the global war on terrorism, Secretary Rumsfeld said, make it happen. Put some special operators into Special Operations Command to help expand the capabilities there, and they did that. And I was pulled in to be a part of that planning process based upon some of my experiences. And at the end, turned to General Halleck, and he looked at me and said, hey, what do you want to do? And I said, oh, sir, you know me. I want to lead these guys into the first fight they have. He said, great, get up on Capitol Hill and fight for money. And it's the way the system works. And so I was like, well, that's not really what I expected, but certainly was what was necessary at the time. And that's what we did.
Well, you knew the magic words, which was yes, sir. Okay. We both know that. Let's talk about United American Patriots. What's their mission? What do they do? How do they do it? How can people get involved?
United American Patriots sort of has a niche role right now with regard to supporting vets, and tend to summarize it by saying we defend our defenders. And this is where on the battlefield, a lot of politics get involved, and we see that there's rules of engagement that are very challenging. I'm sure that you've seen them yourself in combat, and as have I, where, you know, you have to work around a lot of the various different limiting pieces that in other ways you would have been able to be a little bit more aggressive or been able to address the enemy more effectively. A lot of times we see our soldiers, our Marines, our sailors, and even our airmen sometimes get caught in this political morass. And a lot of times they're also charged with crimes that are not fair. So we reviewed various different cases, and if a case meets the criteria that we're looking for or that is necessary, we come in and we provide the financial support for the legal teams to come in. And I think it's important to note that all of our service members receive legal support from the government. However, experience has shown bringing in additional civilian attorneys who have had tremendous experience both in the military as well as in the civilian world to fight these cases, we see much better results. And in addition to the attorneys, we bring in experts that many times the government just will not pay for these additional experts. And they could be anyone from an individual speaking on the stand to graphic designers being able to communicate the information more effectively. But we bring in the financial support to make that happen. We also provide a small stipend to these individuals when they're incarcerated. It's not much, but it's just enough to give them magazine subscriptions and perhaps take care of toiletries and other things that they need while they're incarcerated. We also try to provide the families some financial means for them to actually meet with their family members who are incarcerated. And remember, a lot of these people, they're from the heartland of America, and they haven't traveled a lot, and all of a sudden they're being told that, you know, their young son is in prison somewhere, and certainly they want to spend time and be able to see them. So the overall, that's the output that we strive for. Where we get that support is from amazing donations from people across the nation. And we have no government support. We have no giant funders. Presently, we don't even have grants. And we're working to expand where we're getting our funding from. But for the most part, it's individual donations across the nation. And our average donation is around $39 a person. And yet, we're able to generate a tremendous amount of funding that provides the benefits to these incarcerated warriors.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're discussing the role of United American Patriots with Bull Gerfer. Bull, talk for a minute about how listeners can get involved, how they can be supportive. What can they do?
Getting involved is, this is crucial to our existence, and certainly people can go to unitedpatriots.org. This is our website, and we're actually in the middle of redoing this and expanding it to provide enough information, but there's a place there for people to donate. We encourage people to ask questions and send emails. We have an email at support@unitedpatriots.org. And the more people we get involved, the more people that know about this, certainly the funding we can get. And also we're working on presidential pardons for our various different service members, and also making sure other people's cases don't even come to trial.
Well, that certainly makes sense. So I would suggest that suggests that listeners could also go on your website, get information, and write their congressman.
Absolutely. Or writing to the president directly, writing to the congressman. The more people get involved, the more this gets elevated. Contacting local news stations, our mass media, going, sharing information on Facebook. I mean, there's plenty of ways to get involved, without a doubt.
And this is America. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. We have to use our freedom to get out there and help control our government, which means communicating with the president, communicating with Congress critters, senators, and those kind of folks. David, thank you. Thank you for taking time today. Give us one last thought you'd like everybody to carry away.
I just think it's really important that everybody realizes that we've got warriors out there 24/7 who are putting their lives on the line to defend our freedoms. And we need to make sure that they're afforded the same rights that we are afforded. And that means their Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights when they're brought to trial. And we have to defend our defenders. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Colonel.
Bull, thank you again for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation back when you were on active duty and before, but thank you for what you're doing now. It's a pleasure to work with you.
Semper Fi, sir. Thank you.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we'll learn about post and base exchanges. Then we'll talk Service Academy football with the Navy football coach. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Troops hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till I return. I want you to lean in mean.
Spartan Ash is a proud sponsor of Front Lines of Freedom, and we would like to thank all listeners for their support of and service to our country. Spartan Ash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service and back into the workforce. As a veteran-friendly employer, Spartan Ash is committed to hiring, training, and retaining those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Ash and begin your civilian career with us. Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. Look like sheep and you'll be eaten by wolves. According to interviews done with armed robbers, you are far more likely to be targeted by criminals if you look weak and helpless. Carry yourself with pride and military bearing, because many criminals can spot a soft target with one glance. Stay alert and aware of your surroundings. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show today Louis Reyes. Chief Master Sergeant Louis Reyes is the Senior Enlisted Advisor for AFES, the Army and Air Force Exchange Service. What we're talking about here is the post and base exchanges on military facilities. Anyway, welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, Chief.
Hey, thank you for having me, sir. Appreciate it.
Chief, tell us about your time in the Air Force. When and why did you join? What kind of jobs have you had?
Well, you know, I joined back 1997, been in about 20 years now. I wanted to do something different coming from Newark, New Jersey. I was kind of tired of, you know, being out there. I was kind of tired of school, to be honest. And I wanted to do something different with my life, travel, see the world. And I figured the military would be a great way to go. Signed up for the Air Force, became a communications operator. Started off there at Tinker Air Force Base at Combat Com. Went on over to Camp Humphreys doing the same thing. Then headed over to Aviano Air Base, Italy. Did a few tours at the embassy, Lackland Air Force Base, Hickam Air Force Base, Hawaii, and here I am now at the Army and Air Force Exchange Service learning retail.
Wow, you covered a bunch of stuff, but as you move up, your perspective broadens and you have to be more responsible for more stuff than back when you were a hands-on guy, right?
Yes, sir, of course, right? When you're a young airman, you know, E1, E2, E3, E4 also, you do what you're told. Then as an E5, you know, you start getting responsibility, you become an NCO, you're responsible for more people. E6, it grows. E7, it starts growing, it starts multiplying. And you know, you go from the tactical level of leadership to the operational level of leadership. And when you get up to the E9 level, now you're thinking more strategic.
Okay. Talk about your role at the exchange right now. What's your role now? What do you do?
I'm the senior enlisted advisor, so I'm the liaison between the military members and the civilian leadership at AFES. So whenever, you know, customers have questions or comments, they can reach out to me, ask me questions, or if they have feedback on some of the things going on in the store, I provide that feedback over to the civilian leadership. That's one of the tasks. Another one, you know, we also have commanders and sergeant majors. We have two sergeant majors, one in Europe and one in PAC. And they also get the pulse of the customer out there and provide that feedback back to the exchange leadership. For example, in Europe, we're planning on not building, but per se having a fixed exchange in Poland. And right now it's kind of temporary in a MFC, a mobile field exchange, but we want to make that more permanent. And that's what the leaders do. That's what we do. We provide that link between the military commanders at the base, at the garrison, and the civilian leadership, and kind of bridge the gap of understanding to support the service members and how the exchange could further help them complete the mission, you know, and with regards to being ready and, you know, being resilient and having the things they need out there at the front lines.
For those who maybe have never been in exchange, it's not quite a supermarket because the focus is not on food, but it's about everything else, isn't it? Talk about what kind of products you guys provide in most exchanges.
The exchange is great, right? It's similar, you know, I don't like comparing areas, but it's similar to like a Target or a Walmart or a Macy's, but we also provide fast food options. For example, Burger King, Subway's, Charlie's. We also provide services such as haircuts, optometry, dental clinics. It's a little bit of everything in the store. So when you walk into the BX, the first thing you'll probably see is women's clothing on the right. As you go along the store, it'll move into men's clothing. Then it'll go into the power zone area, which has TVs, electronics. Then you have outdoor living. Of course, you have makeup. You have HVC products, which are more for household products, like medicines and home products, home care products. Shampoos, conditioners, items like dog food, a little bit of everything that you would find at a main store at a Walmart would be in there besides the food options, of course. We do have some foods that are expresses at our express stores, which are kind of like convenience stores. And from there, you could get gas, fast food, quick snacks, alcohol, tobacco, items like that that could be picked up relatively quickly, and you could head out on home. To put into perspective, we've been around for about 123 years. We're the 56th largest retailer in the United States. That's larger than Neiman Marcus and Dick's Sporting Goods. We generate about $8.6 billion in revenue, and fiscal year 17, we gave back $376 million in earnings to the installations and our service members. In short, all that money goes back to support the military community and the quality of life programs, MWR, morale, welfare, and recreation.
That's awesome. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the Army and Air Force Exchange Service with Chief Master Sergeant Luis Reyes. Chief, the purpose of the exchange is to provide the kinds of products American servicemen and women are used to having when they're, particularly if they're overseas, but if they're not overseas, if they're on a base wherever, a post or base, they can go there and buy the kind of stuff they could buy downtown. If they're overseas, they don't have to live on the local economy using local products. They can use what they're used to. Am I right?
Absolutely correct. The one benefit we have stateside, of course, you know, overseas, we have a captive audience, right? With the stores there, it's kind of hard to go to a German or Italian market and find those American-made goods. But stateside, we provide tax-free shopping for all military members and all members that are allowed to shop, their dependents, retirees, 100% disabled veterans that are allowed to shop on base. That's how we keep our audience here in the States is tax-free. And especially in your states like Texas, the 8.5% tax rate, or New York City, which has a high tax rate. You could go into the stores up there and find a lot of items tax-free. And, of course, like you said, bringing a taste of home to those service members overseas, not only are we in Germany, Japan, but we're also in the contingency locations. We're also in Iraq, Afghanistan. We're in Cameroon. We're in Tunisia, Poland. We're all over the world bringing a taste of home to those service members out in the field.
Okay, that is awesome. So one final question. The one thing we didn't talk about is major food products. The commissaries are separate from you, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we really have two major organizations here. You guys, while you do provide some food products, your focus is not there. Their focus is primarily on food. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chief, we got about a minute left. Wrap this up. What key points would you like our listeners to remember from our conversation today?
I'd just like to point out for a lot of the veterans out there who are honorably discharged, we do provide a benefit. It's called the Veterans Online Shopping Benefit, which offers tax-free shopping to all honorably discharged veterans out there. In order to take advantage of this benefit, you just have to go to shopmyexchange.com. Shopmyexchange.com. Put in your information. There will be a link on there that will kind of say, are you a vet? You click on that. You'll put in your information, and it'll be verified with DMDC data to ensure you are a veteran. And once that occurs, you have an account, and you can shop online tax-free no matter where you're at in the U.S.
And you've been providing that since last Veterans Day, haven't you?
Yeah, so it started last Veterans Day. It's been 4 years in the making. Mr. Shaw, our CEO, started this program 4 years ago. And it took about 4 years of work going up through OSD to get this out there in the field and implemented. And he wanted to give back to those service members who, you know, came back from Vietnam and didn't have anything to come home to. For example, I gave away a smart car over at McConnell Air Force Base. There was a Master Sergeant retired. Master Sergeant Larry Lazar was his name. And he specifically said when he came back from Vietnam, he wasn't appreciated. And this is great that the exchange was able to take care of him. And so this is one of those ways we give back to all those veterans. While we can't get them all on the installation to shop in person, this is a way to give back to them by providing an online shopping benefit to honorably discharged vets so we could take care of them and show them that we care.
Chief, that is awesome. And the website is shopmyexchange.com?
Yes, sir. That's it, shopmyexchange.com.
Chief, thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our nation. I appreciate what you've done and what you're doing now.
Thank you for your service too, sir.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk football with Navy coach Nia Matalolo. Then we're going to open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-armed push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
Chris Watts, the man accused of murdering his pregnant wife and two small children, appeared in court today where he was advised of the charges against him. Watts faces three counts of first-degree murder, two counts of murdering a child under the age of 12, unlawful termination of a pregnancy, and three counts of tampering with a deceased human body. The judge read the charges against Watts in court on Tuesday and asked if Watts understood the charges against him. He responded yes each time. Shanann's childhood friend described her as someone who loved her children.
She was made to be a mother, so you could tell just they were her life.
The jury in the financial fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort asked the judge today what they should do if they cannot reach a consensus for a single count in the case. The judge told them to go back and keep deliberating. The body of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts was found in Iowa today. A press conference is being held at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got under 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. It's an honor to welcome back to the show Navy football coach Ken Niumatalolo. We've talked to him before. He's got a great team. He's a great coach. And co-host Quentin Roberts, our football coach, is here too. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy coming to your guys' show.
And Quentin, I'm glad you're back aboard. Glad to see you back at work, dude.
Man, can't wait for 2018 football season. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, it is football season, just about. We're knocking on the door right now. Ken, give us a bit of an overview of how things look to you right now.
Well, I thought, you know, starting off with our bowl game in late December, be able to beat Virginia in a convincing fashion, I thought it catapulted us to a great offseason starting in January when our guys came back from leave, beginning of January, and I thought we have a new strength coach and Brian Fitzpatrick, and he did a really good job, he and his staff, of getting our guys ready, and I was really pleased with our spring practice, and the summer went well, and now that we started our football camp, I've been really excited about what I've seen so far, and we have a long ways to go, but I just feel good with the way our guys are working, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, you're coming off of a 7-6 season where, like you said, you did finish in fine fashion with that victory in the Military Bowl over Virginia. What do you have to do this season for the Navy football team to take things to the next level? I know a conference championship, Commander-in-Chief's trophy, and another bowl win.
Well, you know, as all service academies, you know, I'm sure Troy and Jeff would say the same thing. I mean, most of our games are close, tight games, and we recognize who we are, and so we're not Alabama or anybody, so it's not like we're going to blow people out. And so you have to find a way to win games and not to lose them, and that means playing smart and, you know, taking care of the football and limiting your turnovers and penalties and those sorts of things. And last year, we weren't as good in those areas. You know, we finished 9th in the country in least amount of penalties. And most teams would be happy with that. But, you know, normally we're number one or number two in the country. And so we just feel like some of those extra penalties or turnover margin wasn't as good. We know we have to do better at that because, you know, a lot of our games, all of our games are pretty much one possession losses. To win those close games, you got to do the little things and take care of the football. Don't beat yourself with penalties. And those are the things that we feel like, Quint, that we got to improve on, because it's hard to win football games. And so the best way to win games is to make sure you don't beat yourself.
Well, and you've certainly done a great job of that over the years. And you're right. When I looked at the turnover margin, it was -3 for you, which was very uncharacteristic.
Yes, we're normally in the positive, and we didn't do a very good job, and so we recognize that. You know, we had a close win against Air Force, a close loss to Army, close losses to Memphis and UCF and Houston. Temple was probably the one game that we didn't play very well, and, you know, they got after us. And, you know, and some of our games were close wins against Tulane. You know, so we recognize who we are. It's the one thing we try to preach here. Just, we're still the Naval Academy. It's not like we're going to roll out there, you know, bigger and faster than everybody. And so we just got to make sure that we play to our strengths. And we didn't do a very good job of that last year. And that starts with me as the head coach. I got to do a better job of preparing our team for those types of things.
Well, as we turn to looking at the team on the defensive side, last year you were kind of middle of the pack through the nation. You only gave up about 26 points a game. And so that, like you said, that kept you in most games. Who are your returning stars that we should be looking out for on the defense this year?
Well, up front, the returning starters, you know, will be Jackson Pittman and Jarvis Polu. And our nose guard is Jackson, and defensive end is Jarvis. So we're really excited about him. Mm-hmm. Azir Cromartie is our, you know, one of our outside linebackers. They were looking for great things from him. Our two inside linebackers, Hudson Sullivan and Taylor Heflin, are guys that have a chance to, you know, be really good for us. I mentioned Josh Webb as our other defensive end, and he's a guy that we're counting on big things from. And in the secondary, everything starts with our team captain and defensive leader, Sean Williams. So he's a guy that, you know, propels us all back there. And we got some young athletic guys back there that need a ton of experience. But hopefully with Sean's leadership on the field during games, along with their coaching, the coaching that he's getting from Coach O'Brien, that he'll settle us down in the secondary. And, you know, those are our guys that, you know, hopefully will catapult us to a good year.
Sure. And then when you look at the other side of the ball, it always starts with the quarterback and the option offense. And you have Malcolm Perry, who's coming back. Yeah, Zach Abey, it looks like Zach is looking at some position flexibility there this year. But, you know, it looks like you're going back to the well. You had another pretty good quarterback from Tennessee once upon a time. I believe Malcolm is from there, too.
You know, Zach did a lot of good things. He rushed for almost 1,500 yards, you know, and how many 1,500-yard rushers, you know, get moved. And you know, we feel like he's still going to play some quarterback, just like we did in the bowl game situationally. But, you know, we're obviously a running team, and Malcolm was a, you know, an option quarterback in high school, a very, you know, athletic quarterback. And we moved him to slot back when he got here. And he's probably one of the most dynamic runners that we've ever had here in my time. And he's still learning, you know, and he's a good kid, a humble kid, and he's coached by Coach Jasper, who's a great coach. And, you know, everything starts with him. Up front, we got, you know, some returning starters at tackles, Andrew Wood and Jacob Hawk, guys that played a ton of football for us. They'll be pushed with Kendall Wright, who's a guy there, along with Adam Mimosa. Our center, Ford Higgins, is a guy that we're really excited about. We got some young wideouts. We're really, really excited about some freshmen. But the guys up, we playing wideout, Zach Abey and Taylor Jackson, those will be the starters, along with Ryan Mitchell. He's the guy that we're excited about. And at slotback, we have a ton of young guys, with the two veteran guys being Keone Makikau and also Trey Walker. And our fullback is our offensive team captain, Anthony Gargiulo. And we're expecting a big year from Anthony and his backup of Nelson Smith and Mike Martin.
Well, and I tell you, it looks like you have the makings again of another fine team. You're going through that American Conference. I think this is about the third year now that you're going through the American Football Conference. How have you settled in here? But it gives you a tough schedule pretty much every year, doesn't it?
Really, really tough conference. You know, just looking at the stats, I mean, the last couple of years we've had, you know, just as much, if I think maybe a slight, either we're tied or right below the Big 12 or slightly ahead of them. I can't really remember as far as NFL draft choices from our league.
Wow.
It shows you the quality of players, which, you know, coming into league, I knew they'd be that good, but I didn't realize they'd be that good. And, you know, to have teams like Houston, you know, to beat Florida State in their bowl game, and also last year Central Florida beating Auburn. You know, there's good teams in every league, but we recognize in our league it's tough sledding, and so we got our work cut out for us.
Well, Coach, in addition to the fine football players that you put out fine young men of character and integrity who are going to lead our nation, the Navy and the Marine Corps. And just want to thank you for the work that you do in that area as well.
Thank you, Quinn. That was great talking to you.
Thank you, Coach, for taking time to join us today. And thank you for your service to our Navy, our Naval Academy, our nation. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much.
Quentin, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
All right.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, about 50 pounds to do it, and do 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
We're Fireflies, and we're out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job, fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots support these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check unitedpatriots.org.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. What's first, Skip?
Shane from Idaho loved the show about the air show in Wisconsin. He wants to know if it's open to the public. He'd like to go.
Shane, yes. Lots and lots of people show up just to look and talk with folks. We had a ball there. Check airventure.org.
Mary really liked the interview about the Air Force guys who were shot down behind enemy lines during World War II. She'd like the name of the book so she can order it.
Mary, it's The Coffin Corner Boys by Carol Avret, and it's a great book. You'll enjoy it. Coffin Corner, C-O-F-F-I-N, Corner Boys. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day while I was thinking about when I was running the Army ROTC unit at the University of Tampa, I had occasion to go around the state and visit high school junior ROTC units, particularly if they're having some kind of a field day. One unit was having a challenge day, and many high school ROTC-type units were competing in physical fitness, rifle marksmanship, and stuff like that. It was a warm spring day. I was asked to judge push-ups. My duty was simple. If the student did a good push-up all the way down and all the way up, it counted. Most of the students started doing good push-ups, but as they got sloppier and sloppier as they became tired, so it was a bit challenging. I think that's why they put me on the job. I was the highest-ranking guy and wouldn't be challenged. It almost worked. One young man, I think from a junior Marine unit, started doing push-ups, but he did push-ups from the waist up. His hips and legs weren't moving. So I was counting, no, no, no. Finally, I stopped him and explained why he was not doing regulation push-ups. He disagreed. So, in my dress uniform, I got down on the ground and showed him what a correct push-up was and what he was doing. I won the argument, and maybe that's why I still do push-ups every day.
You probably win the argument every time with rank like that.
Well, I was sort of counting on that
too. Yeah.
Okay, it's military history time. Skip, what's first?
On 24 August 1814, during the War of 1812, British forces under General Robert Ross overwhelmed American militiamen at the Battle of Bladensburg, Maryland, and marched unopposed into Washington, D.C. Most congressmen and officials fled the nation's capital as soon as word came of the American defeat. But President James Madison and his wife Dolly escaped just before the invaders arrived. Earlier in the day, President Madison had been present at the Battle of Bladensburg and had at one point actually taken command of one of the few remaining American batteries, thus becoming the first and only president to exercise in actual battle his authority as commander-in-chief.
Gotta respect that.
Well, yeah, and let's hope that it never happens again.
Or if we do, they send him overseas.
Oh, yes.
On 23 August 1864, during our Civil War, the Geneva Convention for the Amelioration of the Condition of the Wounded and Sick of Armies in the Field was adopted by 12 nations meeting in Geneva. The agreement, advocated by Swiss humanitarian John Henry Durant, called for nonpartisan care to the sick and wounded in times of war and provided for the neutrality of medical personnel. It also proposed for the use of an international emblem to mark medical personnel and supplies. In honor of Durant's nationality, a red cross on a white background, which is the Swiss flag in reverse, was chosen. In 1901, Durant was awarded the first Nobel Peace Prize. And in 1881, the American humanitarians Clara Barton and Adolphus Solomons founded the American National Red Cross, an organization designed to provide humanitarian aid to victims of wars and natural disaster in congruence with the International Red Cross. You know, it's too bad our enemies don't honor
the Yes. The Red Cross will always be busy, I fear.
Nowadays, it's a target.
Yeah. On 23 August 1958, during the Taiwan Straits crisis, units of our 7th Fleet moved into Taiwan area to support Taiwan against Chinese communists. This massive concentration of the Pacific Fleet in Kimoi Matsu area prevented invasion of islands by China. Marines from Okinawa prepared to reinforce Chinese nationalists on Taiwan. This was a time when our nation had to stand up to China. We're in another such time.
And I'm glad we've got soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen that can do it.
I'm glad we have the president that we have right now, too.
Triply so. On 21 August 1965, it was revealed by Headquarters Military Assistance Command Vietnam in Saigon that U.S. pilots had received approval to destroy any Soviet-made missiles they see while raiding North Vietnam. This was a major change from previous orders that restricted them to bombing only previously approved targets. Can you believe this is true? The White House had to approve targets before they could be bombed prior to this?
Yeah. Micromanaging.
At the macro level, yeah.
22 August 1968, in the streets of Prague and in the UN headquarters in New York City, Czechs protest against the Soviet invasion of their nation. The protests served to highlight the brutality of the Soviet action and to rally worldwide condemnation of the Soviet Union.
And ultimately, Czechoslovakia got free, but they were sure pounded down by the Soviets. On 23 August 1994, a new Coast Guard record for people rescued was set when 3,253 Cubans were rescued from dangerously overloaded craft during Operation Able Vigil. They were escaping Cuba trying to get to Florida.
Yeah, I remember that, Colonel, because while I was in college, we played a soccer game against Cuban refugees over at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Did they beat you?
No, actually, we won, but...
Okay.
On 23 August 2001, Brian Regan, a retired U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant and cryptanalyst, was arrested by the FBI at Dulles International Airport on charges of spying. In 2002, Regan was accused of trying to spy for Iraq, Libya, and China.
He's in jail now, by the way. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right of the people to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, father-daughter bonding time came to an abrupt end during an assault in Memphis, Tennessee, but the would-be victim had a gun in his car and saved his child from further harm. The dad was carrying his infant out of a fast food restaurant to his vehicle after lunch. Along the way, four men attacked him, despite the fact that he had a child in his arms. During the scuffle, the father dropped the baby. At one point, someone in the gang had the young father in a chokehold, according to reports to a 911 dispatcher. The dad reached his car, retrieved a handgun, and shot one of the culprits. The troublemakers fled in a car, driving to a nearby fire station to get help for the wounded party. The injured man was taken to a hospital for medical care, and all four aggressors have since been charged.
Thanks, Colonel. After being attacked by four men, this young father-daughter combo are lucky to be alive. People need to realize that most attacks are extremely sudden and incredibly violent. We're talking about an ambush situation where the bad guys will almost always have the element of surprise. And in a situation like this, I can't think of anything more frightening than having to fight for the life of your young child against four attackers. But even though this father was ambushed and outnumbered, there is one advantage he possessed that these attackers had not anticipated. This man was fighting for his daughter. And that alone can give a man more determination and drive and strength than he's ever had in his entire life. When I think of someone trying to hurt my family, my warrior mentality goes into hyperdrive. It's kind of like Braveheart on steroids. At that point in time, even though the odds are against you, your mind becomes incredibly focused on the task at hand, and that is to protect the ones you love. Your attackers don't have that edge. All they have is rage, hatred, selfishness, or the need for their next drug fix. But the love of a dedicated and trained parent goes way beyond anything selfish, because the love of a mother or father will always trump the selfish rage of a stranger. There is, however, one thing this parent could have done to better protect his child. His firearm was not readily accessible to him when he needed it the most. The gun in your car only helps you when you are inside your car. This father had to fight his way to his gun before he could save his daughter's life. But if the gun had been in his holster where it belonged, this whole episode could have been over within 3 seconds without having to drop the baby. Aside from that, this young father did a great job fighting off his attackers, and Frontlines of Freedom gives him a hearty military salute.
And he well deserves it. Our movie of the month is Between a Rack and a Hard Place. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog to get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and I would really appreciate it if you'd send me your input. Send it to denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Our book giveaway this week is Mary Jennings Hagar's Shoot Like a Girl. To get in on the drawing, email me, denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Shoot Like a Girl in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Vietnam vet and Christian evangelist Dave Reaver will join us to discuss the many ways he works to support military and vets. We'll also meet Israeli Defense Force Major General Kiffi Amur. We'll talk about the group he leads, Friends of the IDF. And we'll meet Air Force Academy football coach Troy Calhoun to discuss his view of the upcoming season.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, Hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. And join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed. Spartan Ash is a proud sponsor of Front Lines of Freedom, and we'd like to thank all listeners for their support of and service to our country. Spartan Ash is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries and exchanges around the world.
At Spartan Ash, we see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it is our privilege to serve those who served at our more than 140 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations throughout the country. Learn more at SpartanAsh.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, the United States handed down more sanctions to Russia. This comes on the heels of a U.S. Senate hearing that was dealing with cyber threats. Congressman Lee Zeldin has more on what today's announcement is all about.
What is announced today has to do with Russia supplying support to North Korea. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the trajectory that we're on is one that is getting towards cutting off diplomatic relations toward Russia, cutting off exports to Russia.
20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts was found dead earlier this morning in rural Iowa. Now, police have scheduled the news conference for 5 o'clock Eastern time to provide more details. Dan Shore is a former police investigator. He explains why this entire investigation was kept so close to the vest.
Well, that's a smart investigative strategy. You don't want to give all the information you have to people out there.
Tibbetts' body was said to be found just south of Interstate 80 on Iowa Highway 21. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Multiple sources are reporting that Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney, has entered a plea agreement with federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York. An Ohio man who admitted wanting to work for ISIS has been sentenced to prison. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
He pleaded guilty to terror-related charges, and he's been handed 15 years in prison. Also, Marlon Hicks of Crown Point, Indiana, was sentenced to 3 years supervised release after his prison term. He pleaded guilty in 2016 to distributing information regarding the manufacture and use of explosives with the intent that the information be used for and in furtherance of a violent crime in the United States. Prosecutors say Hicks talked online with individuals who were cooperating with the government about carrying out a